This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Electronic livestock trading hours at the Chicago Mercantile Exchange changed today. Managing Director of Agricultural Research and Product Development for CME, Dave Lehman, says it's a significant cutback in electronic trading hours.
So we essentially trade 23 hours a day on Globex, and then on Friday we close at 1:55 p.m. So with the exception of the Sunday night overnight and the Friday afternoon, we are trading 23 hours a day currently on Globex. Beginning on Monday, that Monday time will be the same. We'll open at 9:05 a.m., trade till 4 p.m., but then we'll halt for overnight and reopen the next morning at 8 a.m. So Tuesday through Thursday, our hours will be 8 a.m. through 4 p.m., and then Friday, 8 a.m. to 1:55 p.m.
Lehman says the change will affect the futures more than the options.
Futures are predominantly traded on the Globex electronic platform. Options kind of split between the trading floor and Globex.
That's CME Group's Dave Lehman. Right now, farmers in Brazil are waiting to plant their soybean crop. It's been too dry to start the planting season, says agricultural economist and storm weather meteorologist Mike Tenora.
Many areas are running 2-inch to 4-inch rainfall deficits so far for the month of October. It's not that unusual to see dryness at this time of the year, and that's still valid, but usually by now we would start to see more rain in the future. But we're just not seeing the best in the way of rain chances. Remember that in Brazil, it's different than the U.S., and that you need it to rain fairly heavily at the beginning of your growing season in order to increase soil moisture and then allow planting to begin and for germination to occur.
Brazilian farmers are forced to wait for rain to fall, replenishing the dry soils before they start sowing the soybean crop.
So they must have that first big rain for planting to begin. A lot of these areas have not seen that. And that's why we're seeing corn and soybean planting fall behind schedule.
This delayed planting does not necessarily spell danger for this crop, but there are concerns for Brazil's second or safrinha crop.
So if this crop ends up being harvested, say, 1 month late, that means the second crop will be planted 1 month late. And the problem there is that they have a very sharp end to the rainy season, which is what we're waiting for right now. We want that rainy season to begin. But just as it begins very quickly, it can also end very suddenly, and that usually happens in March or April. If that happens suddenly, right after this second crop is planted, that would then become a significant issue for second planted crops in Brazil, and most of that crop is corn. So that'll be an issue in the spring, not so much right now, but there are things going on, and these issues will linger more than likely for several months.
Farmers will have to worry about added instability in the commodity markets all the way into next summer as concerns ebb and flow about the size of the second crop corn harvest in Brazil. The Illinois Department of Agriculture and the Illinois Fertilizer and Chemical Association urge fertilizer dealers and farmers to practice both safety and stewardship this fall when applying anhydrous ammonia to prevent accidents and protect water quality. When not handled properly, anhydrous ammonia can cause serious injury and harm to the environment. Studies have shown most accidents involving this nitrogen fertilizer could have been prevented. Illinois Department of Agriculture Bureau Chief of Ag Products Inspection, Jerry Kerback, said inadequately managing ammonia hoses, failing to maintain safety devices on toolbars, and improperly securing tanks during highway and field transportation are among the leading causes of accidents. The proper application of the product is just as important as its proper handling to protect water quality and to keep the fertilizer for the crop. The IFCA and the Illinois Agronomy Handbook advise waiting until soil temperatures drop below 50 degrees at the 4-inch level and will continue to drop to apply ammonia, as well as stabilizing fall-applied ammonia with a nitrification inhibitor to keep it in a non-leachable form throughout the remainder of the fall and into the spring season. Farmers should be especially careful during the harvest season. Todd Gleason has more on the nation's most dangerous job and the risk of electrocution.
The stats say about 60 farm workers will be electrocuted by accident this year. Most of them will be handling equipment, anything from a long ladder to a grain auger. The point of contact, says University of Illinois Extension farm safety specialist Bob Aharon, is normally an overhead power line.
The most common accidents, we're moving a grain auger around bends, and we move it around and we get it caught in a power line. and either they're moving it by hand or get the when moving with a tractor or whatever, gets entangled in a power line, and somebody steps off the tractor, and then you become energized when that happens and be electrocuted. So it's important that we make sure that we're moving away from the power lines, we're lowering our equipment down if it's something that can be lowered, like a grain auger. Another common accident is where we're trying to either raise a grain truck bed, maybe to take dew off of a tarp or something like that, or to unload it for some reason, and we're near an overhead power line. We always need to make sure before we raise something on a bed, or we load something up on a trailer or a truck, that we look where the overhead power lines are and make sure we're away from that when we're doing that kind of loading activity or raising a bed, because a number of our electrocutions occur from that activity alone, where we raise the bed of a truck or we load a tractor on top of a trailer or something and get it caught in the overhead power line. And then someone steps off the machine as soon as they touch ground. Once they their body touches ground and still touching equipment, they're going to be electrocuted.
Many types of farm equipment can come into contact with overhead power lines. Tractors with front-end loaders, portable grain augers, fold-up cultivators, and equipment with antennas easily can become an electrical hazard and must be operated with care. When contact is made, the operator sometimes safely gets off the machine. This can only happen if the overhead line is dead, or the operator does not touch the machine and the ground when exiting. Sometimes they make the mistake of feeling safe and return to the machine. It's a deadly mistake if the overhead power line is live. If your tractor comes in contact with overhead power lines, stay on the tractor. Ask someone to contact the local utility company immediately to remove the danger. If there's an emergency, like an electrical fire, and you need to leave the equipment, jump as far away from the equipment as possible. Do not allow any part of your body to touch the equipment and the ground at the same time. Once you get away from the equipment, never attempt to get back on or even touch that equipment. Many electrocutions occur when the operator dismounts and, realizing nothing has happened, tries to get back on the equipment. The best way to handle emergencies is by prevention. Respect electricity and avoid contact with overhead lines. For University of Illinois Extension, I'm Todd Gleason.
That's all for this afternoon's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.